Look what the Bible says. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Wow. See, you have to know where you came from, how He sustained you, and how He's blessed you. Then you can be thankful. I want us to go to one other scripture. I want to go to Psalms. Let me look here. I might change my mind. It's 140 something. 145. Can I walk down here? Am I going to? Psalms 145, page 796. Now watch. He says, I will extol you, or I will praise you, my God, O King. Page 796. I'll let you get there. Right down at the bottom of the page, Psalms 145. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. What day of the week did he say he would praise him? Every day. Every day. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generation. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you. Who do they look to? To God. And you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praises of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. Now, why do I want you to praise God? Why do I want you to be thankful to God? Why do I want you to talk about his greatness and his goodness? Man, we just came through one of the worst election cycles that we ever came through. We elected a new president. We had an inauguration. And we hear about, you know, every time we elect a new government official, we hear about what they're going to do for us. Amen? Well, you know what? You know, I hope this president does a good job, but ultimately, everything that America's prosperity is not because of Democrats or Republicans, it's because of God and God only. Amen? Hallelujah. And we need to make sure that our eyes are not on the president and a new cabinet and a new Congress and Senate, but our eyes are on God and God alone. Amen? Thank God for our leaders in America. But let's understand that we are created by God. We are sustained. America has been sustained by God, and America has been blessed by God. Amen? Hallelujah. And therefore, we must keep our eyes on Him. Hallelujah. That doesn't mean I'm not happy about the election. I just wanted to clear that up. But God is our source. God is our sustainer, and it's God who blesses America. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, we're going to take up an offering. Speaking of that, are you going to do it willingly and rejoice? See, y'all, are you feeling like you're set up yet? Maybe just a little bit. Hey, can we try that song again, Terry? They always sing it better the second time around. Can you get into my phone? Yeah, through the fire. Anybody need an offering envelope? Everybody got them? Everybody good? We'll give Terry a couple minutes here. We won't give him a couple minutes. We'll take up the offering. I'll pray. Father, we love you and praise you. We just thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, that you are the one who has given us seed. Seed that we can sow into your kingdom. And we thank you, Father, we place that seed back in the hand of a mighty God. You'll use it to expand your kingdom, and you'll cause a harvest back to the sower. For that, we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Nothing can separate us.
You have a creator, Ben. You're created by God, and you're sustained by God. Why do you need God to sustain you? Because the Bible clearly tells us that the devil is out to steal, kill, and destroy us. Amen? That's why we need a sustainer. That's why it's important we learn to praise Him. Amen? And to be thankful people. Father, we love You this morning. We bless You. We praise You. We magnify You. There is none like You in all the heavens and all the earth. And Father, as we go this week, be with us. Give us someone that we can witness to about Your goodness and Your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen.